The falling stock market has caused lots of problems for lots of people. Those who have been investing in stocks as a way to pay for their children's education are now trying to figure out what to do. Joining us now from Rochester, New York, is Alan Watnick, the father of two sons. One just finished his first year at Wheaton College, and the other is going into his senior year in high school. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Watnick.
Welcome.
When did you begin saving for your children's college tuition?
Well, the reality hit about a dozen years ago.
So how did you invest? I mean, what was your strategy at that point?
My strategy was, I guess, what most people would call conservative. Stocks like Pepsi, Procter & Gamble. Actually, the biggest gamble for me was Intel, which in fact was the one that became more than 50% of the portfolio.
And what has happened to your portfolio at this point?
Well, it still is far more than I would have gotten in a conventional savings account or safer venue, say like treasury bills or anything like that. But in October, or I should say in the summer of 2000, things were going quite well. I figured that when it was time to pay the tuition bills, I would just very carefully cash out selective stocks and pay for it. And that was about a year before my first son started college. Then by the time it came time to pay the first tuition bill, my portfolio had fallen by about 50%.
What does this mean for your kids' education now?
Well, what happened was instead of cashing out the portfolio at historical lows last summer, what I did was I took out a line of credit, in essence a second mortgage. I could write checks for the tuition against it, waiting for the market to go up. But particularly in the last few weeks, things have fallen far worse than they were last September. And really what it will mean is I will have to sell some stocks at some pretty depressing lows.
Mm-hmm. What does this mean for your kids? One of your sons is going into senior year. He's going to be making some choices about college in the next year. Is this going to affect what college he chooses to go to? Where does he want to go?
Well, my younger son aspires to go to Cornell, and fortunately he does have the grades to warrant that, so we'll see what happens. But being as the portfolio is worth less, perhaps this will help what's called FAFSA money, the federal aid money, come forward that my older son was not entitled to at all last year. In addition, my older son has already applied for some college loans and grants to start his next semester at Wheaton.
And the tuition at Cornell and Wheaton together must be pretty high. Are you going to be able to meet it?
Not without some outside financial help.
Would you encourage your younger son to perhaps check into some state schools? You know, New York has some pretty good state schools.
Well, he was fortunate enough to be granted a $35,000 grant at Clarkson University, which I'm encouraging him to consider. Plan B right now is Clarkson. And then, yes, New York State does have some fine colleges, and that would certainly be something that I could afford that I guess you would call Plan C.
Thanks very much, Mr. Watnick.
You're welcome.
Alan Watnick is a vice president at a printing company in Rochester, New York, and the father of two sons.